بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو في رواية عبد الله بن كعب بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنهم. We are reading the hadith of the Kaab ibn Malik رضي الله تعالى عنه, narrated by his son Abdullah ibn Kaab ibn Malik, and this is with regard to the occasion of Tabuk, the battle of Tabuk, and when the three Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم, who were genuine and true Muslims, did not take part and without any valid reason. And when in this jihad campaign, Ghazwa, it was compulsory for everyone to go out. So he says that, he explained in the beginning that he did not stay absent from any other Ghazwa besides this one and the battle of Badr. And Badr is famous amongst the Muslims till today and that day also. But he says with regard to the battle of Badr, وَلَقَدْ شَهِدْتُ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَيْلَةَ الْأَقَبَةِ. I was present with Rasul صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ on لَيْلَةُ الْأَقَبَةِ. What was لَيْلَةُ الْأَقَبَةِ? حِينَ تَوَاثَقْنَا عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. It was a special occasion when they had pledged to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam their lives on Islam, that they will give everything for Islam. And that was a great occasion also. And he himself says, وَمَا أُحِبُّ أَنَّ لِي بِهَا مَشْهَدَ بَدْرٍ. In place of this Laylatul Aqaba, when we had pledged to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I do not wish that in its place I had the occasion of being part in the battle of Badr. The battle of Badr is a great, great occasion. And the Badriyin, the Sahaba who took part in the battle of Badr, have got great, great honor. But he says, this night of Aqaba, when I had pledged also with other Sahaba to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I prefer more. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ بَدْرٌ أَكْأَذْكَرْ فِي النَّاسِ مِنْهَا. Though Badr, the battle of Badr, is more talked about amongst the people. Everyone talks about Badr, Laylatul Aqaba, we also perhaps have not really heard about it. But Badr, everyone has heard about it, and that is more famous. But he says, being present for that, I'm very, very happy Allah gave me that occasion. وَكَانَ مِنْ خَبْرِ حِينَ تَخَلَّفْتُ عَلْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي غَزْوَةِ تَبُوكِ. And he says, with regard to my matters, my what will happen to me when Nabi when I stayed behind and I did not join in the Ghazwa of Tabuk, what happened, what was my condition at that time? Inni lam akun qattu aqwa wala aysar minni hatta takhallaftu anhu fi tilka al-ghazwa. He says, at that time there was nobody who was more stronger, in a better position, more wealthier than me when I had stayed behind. In other words, I had no excuse whatsoever. My health was also very good and I was very well off also. I could have easily managed it. There was no reason for me to stay behind. Wallah, ma jama'atu qablaha rahilatayn qat hatta jama'atuha fi tilka al-ghazwa. And he says, by Allah, before that I never had two camels laden with all goods. In other words, I was extremely wealthy at that time, and before this I was never so wealthy. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُرِيدُ غَزْوَةً إِلَّا وَرَّى بِغَيْرِهَا. And it was the habit of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whenever he would go on a ghazwa, on for a battle, then he would ask the conditions of another direction. If he was going to the east, for example, he would ask the conditions in the west, all the weather conditions or whatever else, how the road is, everything, he would ask the opposite direction. So that the enemy cannot make out in which direction he is actually going. Hatta kanat tilka al-ghazwatu, until the battle of the ghazwa of Tabuk. There Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disclosed it and made it very clear that in which direction he is going. فَغَزَاهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي حَرٍّ شَدِيدٍ. And this ghazwa, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had undertaken in very, very hot conditions, when it was extremely hot. And we all know the heat of the of the Arabian Peninsula, what that heat is. And till today, people who undertake this journey in a 4x4, in air condition, and with tarred roads, highways, but they also find it difficult to travel this way. It is not easy. And there they had traveled on foot, and with their animals, with their camels or horses, whatever. And the least amount of people that are shown in the hadith that took part in the Battle of Badr is 30,000. Otherwise, the numbers are shown of almost 120,000. To stop for 5 namazes with so many people, when we are just 3-4 people traveling in the car with all the facilities on our side, and to stop for namazes, etc. And we take food with us, or we buy food. But there, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were cooking also for 30,000 people. The sleeping arrangements at night again, and traveling this long distance, it's really unimaginable to us. So this was a very difficult occasion. وَاسْتَقْبَلَ سَفَرًا بَعِيدًا وَمَفَازًا. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going on a very far journey, perhaps about 800-900 kilometers he was going to travel. And it was very difficult terrain also. The road wasn't simple and easy also. وَاسْتَقْبَلَ عَدَدًا كَثِيرًا. And the enemy was also in huge numbers. They were not too few in number who had gathered to fight the Muslims. The numbers are shown up to about 200,000. And if the Muslims were 30,000, what do they compare to 200,000? So it was a very, very difficult condition. فَجَلَّ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ أَمْرَهُمْ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this occasion very openly told the Sahaba, for all the Muslims, that in which direction we are going, what are the odds we are facing, what a difficult occasion it is. لِيَتَأَهَّبُوا أُحْبَةَ غَزْوِهِمْ. So that they could prepare for their journey also accordingly. It wasn't this time that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that whoever wants to get ready, and we are going to the south, for example, he found out those conditions. But actually then they went to the north. No, it wasn't like that. On this occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made everything very clear. And it was a time when it was necessary for nafir-e-aam, for everyone to take part, it was farad. وَالْمُسْلِمُونَ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَثِيرٌ. And there were plenty of the Sahaba, the Muslims who had joined Nabi صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. وَلَا يَجْمَعُهُمْ كِتَابٌ حَافِظٌ يُرِيدُ بِذَلِكَ الدِّيوَانِ. And they were not, their names also were not recorded on this occasion, who and who were going. That is, there was no register on this occasion also. So we find that even when they used to go, they had a register also, that who and who are taking part in this battle, it was recorded also. Very similar to our Jamaat work, when they write down names also. So this is also part of that who is prepared to go out, and names are taken down. This is also part of that same work as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had done. So in short, we can understand it was a very difficult occasion, and the main part of all this is those three genuine Sahaba who did not take part, and how they made tawbah, and how Allah accepted that tawbah, and that is relevant to the chapter that we are dealing with.